This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America, and some of America's great radio stations. Thank you for carrying our program, and special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world. Thank you to them for the job they do keeping us free and safe, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, if you will, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, keeping all the wheels turning. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I want to finish up the discussion on Venezuela. We kind of mentioned but didn't really get into Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is directly blaming Russia and Cuba for the Venezuelan mess right now that's going on.
Correct. And China. Yeah, I just said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, explain a little bit more, because Deborah in Jasper is saying, you say what? And she's saying good morning to us, by the way.
Well, you know, when they go to the United Nations and have a vote, you've got China and Russia that are voting against the removal of Maduro. So, you go against that vote. Then, you know, when it was deemed that the election to re-elect Maduro was illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens is essentially the speaker of their parliament, much like kind of ours, then steps in as the interim president. So that is the procedure there in according to their constitution. So that is why we have Guaido. And they refuse to really allow, you essentially have two presidents here.
Mm-hmm.
So Maduro, you know, refuses to allow Guaido to, be in power.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a country that, you know, has lost 3 million people.
Mm-hmm.
People are starving. There is no jobs. There is no money. There is no this. There is no that. That you've got all these countries that have donated humanitarian aid that is being blocked by Maduro. We're going into the fifth day now with no power. Hospitals, you got babies that are dying, people on dialysis that are dying because there is no power. There's not enough generators to, you know, keep those functions going with no power systems. And China and Russia and Cuba are fine with that. You know, according to their vote for not removing Maduro, that's where we are. So Pompeo has said, look, things are getting worse. The country is, I mean, the protests are ridiculous. And I don't think we're making nearly enough of an issue with those three countries in support of Maduro. And I would say in all of this, the one person that has studied with this and has watched it minute by minute by minute is Senator Rubio. So mm-hmm. I give him a big, huge hat tip for his work on this, his dedication on it.
Yeah, because he's been down there on that border a number of times. or Colombia and Venezuela.
Yep.
Okay. And again, folks, that's about all we can tell you about Venezuela, because what news is coming out of there is, is it being filtered now? Because I've got a friend here in our Spanish station, Radio Luz. Her name is Yvette Perez, and her parents are in Venezuela right now. They never left. They decided to stay there, and they're in the midst of all this, and they're the ones that keep sending videos out to her to show to the world. And I keep seeing things in those videos that I don't see reported on television or hear about on the radio when it comes to the clashes of the people on the streets.
Well, I mean, it's out there. I was looking at some a little while ago. The videos are there, the clashes and the police and so forth and so on. So it's happening.
Now, John Bolton is talking about Pakistan. And talking about Pakistan being committed to easing the tensions with India. Now, that's kind of gotten in your face here lately with the shooting down of the jets and the pilots, which I believe the pilot, one of the pilots was returned. Did they return both of them, or was it just one pilot?
That's one.
Okay. So it's one of those deals over there. They're still arguing, fighting, if you will, over the Kashmir section there. So where's that at right now?
Look, Pakistan and India have essentially been in a Cold War for decades. And what has happened here is there's a terrorist group called Jaish-e-Mohammed. And that was the terrorist group that was operating from Pakistan. They're from there, but they were the ones that had the bomb that killed 40 Pakistanis in Kashmir.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 40 Indians in Kashmir. So Bolton was on the horn yesterday, apparently, with the Pakistani foreign minister, Qureshi. And we're asking Pakistan to deal with this terrorist group. And Pakistan assured us that they would, in fact, do that. Well, we shall see. This particular terrorist group has been around a very long time, but they're, you know, Pakistan just doesn't deal with that.
All righty. Well, we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for her articles that she writes and get on her list. When we come back, we're going to talk about Louisiana Senator Cassidy, who is saying that he's introduced legislation to use the seized cartel money from El Chapo to fund the wall. He's actually introduced legislation. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there, prominently displayed on the homepage. And guess what? You get a chance to enter into the free gun a day giveaway, every day a different gun. And while you're there, if you want to consider membership, you can get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. And lots of training material and the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, too, that always has monthly savings in it as well. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there on the home page. Alrighty, well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Senator Cassidy, who is a medical doctor in Louisiana, has proposed legislation to use the seized drug cartel money from Mr. El Chapo. Don't know what the amount is. I mean, it's varied. We've been told it's one amount or another amount to help fund the border wall or the barrier. What do you think?
That legislation has already been proposed by Cruz. In fact, it was introduced last year, and then it was reintroduced this year. I'm not sure what the distinction is between Cassidy's legislation and Cruz's legislation, but here's the deal. The money, I mean, we are able to seize some of those funds. You know, if we get our hands on it, we seize it, we put it into some fund, and whatever we do with it, I don't know. But the true wealth of the Sinaloa cartel, Chapo's money, is not even in the United States. We would argue that it's probably not even in Mexico. It's spread out all over the place. So how we get it remains a big, huge question, along with the money of any other of the competing cartels. So I think we can probably track it. We probably are. But, you know, what any plans are. I mean, it's funny that that because of the proposed legislation, at least by two senators, doesn't seem to come up on the radar of the Trump White House, given the other targets of getting monies, especially out of, like, the Department of Defense construction budget, construction fund, to pay for the wall.
Now, it's fair to assume that we have a horrible problem with immigration in this country. It's too easy to come in and declare, you know, seek asylumship and get stuck in the system. And then we got all these people that are just backed up everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. 51 different migrant locations, detention centers in the United States where we're keeping the people that have applied for asylum, and a big backlog on cases. And then on top of everything else, we've got 2,782 people who have quarantined a bunch of facilities in Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, and Texas for some things that we used to take for granted because you got a shot, you never got it again. Chicken pox, the mumps, measles, a new strain of the flu that hasn't been seen before, and tuberculosis. And good Lord, I mean, it's absolutely creating a huge problem for us right now.
Some of those diseases, by the way, are airborne diseases. Making it a true national emergency, but mm-hmm. the Democrats are ignoring it. But here's the other fascinating thing. If you come into the United States legally, in other words, you're coming here for a vacation and you get a visa,
yep.
one of the questions on there is, have you had your vaccinations? Have you been immunized against this, 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 and this?
Right.
And you often have to provide the certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that is part of a travel requirement
mm-hmm.
To come into the United States. Yet, we come in illegally, we're not even getting that. Even if we ask these people, hey, have you been immunized for this, this, and this? They're going to go, yeah, and we have no way of checking. So is it okay with these Democrats that we're introducing these diseases that we have long since eradicated?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, if you look at Trump's budget, his proposed budget that came out yesterday, I think he's got something like $400 billion in there to pay for housing
mm-hmm.
in order for these families. Well, if that isn't an emergency into itself, then we have to house these people.
Mm.
And you can only house them, by the way, for 20 days.
Now, I have a suggestion, and we talked about this off air. I know there's a lot of abandoned factories and warehouses in the Los Angeles area simply because of the simple economics of companies moving out of the state. Now, we've got all these movie stars and all these rich people that hang around there, and they always talk about the humanitarian help that they try to do for this and for that and all that sort of stuff, correct?
Yeah.
So why in the hell don't these people stand up to the charge, put their money where their mouth is, put some sort of foundation together, get these people out of these detention centers or wherever it is they're being held, and put them in a place where their money can be put to work and they can really become rock stars because they did something good for America?
Well, you're conflating two things here. One, you've got a homeless issue that is going on all over the West Coast of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That goes from Seattle all the way down to, you know, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that homeless generally doesn't have anything to do with the illegals. When we catch the illegals, you know, we detain, you know, as many as we can, but the Supreme Court said that we can only keep them in detention for 20 days. And then they're released. And God knows where they go after that. But I don't know that, you know, they're not part of the homeless component in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The homeless component is our own citizens, whether, you know, and most of them are just drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say, you know, where are the Tom Steyers and so forth? You know, why aren't they, you know, helping out the humanitarian crisis in that regard? Let's not forget that the city governments and the mayors are forced to having to wash the streets twice a day of all the urine and all the feces and all the drug stuff because it's a health issue. They have to wash the streets. And God knows when they just hose them down where all that's going.
Wonderful. All right, you want to take a call? Our call here?
Sure.
All right, good morning. Who's this, Sean?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm wondering, with the diseases coming in, isn't there something that the Surgeon General can declare, some kind of a health emergency, or that's my question.
Well, he's exactly right. The Surgeon General the Surgeon General has in fact been there, but the bigger part of this is the Center for Disease.
Okay, Denise.
I'm here. Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Center for Disease Control, I mean, the Surgeon General has, in fact, been there. But the Center for Disease Control is the one that we need to be paying attention to. They're right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have declared it a public health emergency. So, I mean, that is kind of late in coming, but nonetheless, that happened this week. You know, and again, there's the distinction. When people come into the United States in the legal process, we ask, have you been immunized on these things? So I don't know where we go with this, but the bigger question is, where are the Democrats? Are they okay that we reintroduce mumps into the United States or measles?
They're not saying anything.
Not a word. They wouldn't dare. So maybe we ought to ask little Jim Acosta over at CNN, is he cool with, you know, introducing mumps into public schools?
Well, how about tuberculosis? What's the last time you heard about that running rampant?
Precisely.
Yeah, and typhus in the streets in Los Angeles. I mean, let's get the people off the streets in Los Angeles. For example, the other day they showed a picture of City Hall, and the mayor was encouraging them to live in the vicinity of downtown because it was safer around the municipal buildings and this, that, and the other. But it's an absolute pigsty.
Sure it is. It looks like a third world country.
Yep. I'm not okay with that. Those are the people I think we...
Oh.
Get them off the damn streets and get the Hollywood money in there and say, okay, here's your chance to be a hero instead of a zero.
Well, I mean, where's Nancy Pelosi? It's in her, you know, some of this is in her district.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Or Dianne Feinstein, who is a senator for the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Well, I don't know. There's got to be an answer to this somewhere, and here comes the music in my ear, so that means I got to tell you, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so in the meantime, stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for the different things that she puts out there and get on her newsletter list, and you'll know what we know when she knows it. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the Daily Briefing blasting Democrats for a weak response to anti-Semitism.
Remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution.
Turning now to border security, which is top of mind for President Trump as he includes money for it in his budget. The president on Twitter saying Republican senators have a very easy vote this week. It is about border security and the wall, stopping crime, drugs, etc., not constitutionality and precedent. It is an 80% positive issue. The Dems are 100% united as usual on a 20% issue, open borders and crime. Get tough, Rs, the president tweets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where I got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. So get ready to listen to what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you that are coming out of, I don't know, high school. Maybe you don't really know what you want to do. Maybe you don't want to go to college. Not sure what you can do or can't do. Then here's an idea for you right here. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, the National Aviation Academy. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. All it requires is the skill of your hands and your brain and to follow directions, and they will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Many different things you can do, ranging from electronics to computers to jet mechanic to all sorts of things pertaining to the modern-day aircraft and even the older-day aircraft and helicopters and drones, too. So go to their website, naa.edu, schedule a tour. Ask to take a tour of one of their two facilities, the one in Concord, Mass., which is in Boston, or the one that's right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Now, you can also give them a call to answer your questions at 800-659-2080. And when you do, ask them about the financing that's available. Of course, veterans post 9/11, no problem there. Your GI Bill will cover you. Pre-9/11, you're going to have to find out what benefits you've got left and what the percentage is that will pay. But then they also have financial assistance available for those that qualify, civilians or even military, to take up what's not going to be paid by the GI Bill. So all available by calling them at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, the hearing scheduled for next week on a murder charge against a Green Beret major has been canceled, and it now appears the major could, instead of being headed for a murder trial, headed to a court-martial, which is totally different. We'll see how that works. Also, the Army, step by step, has been overhauling the basic training enterprise over the past year. First came the new program of instruction at Fort Jackson, then a pilot extension of Infantry One Station Unit training, and the return of drill sergeants to advanced individual training. They call it AIT. But, add to the mix now, lieutenants appear to be headed soon to an Army basic training platoon near you. And they've been kind of kept out of the picture for a while. But it appears that now they're coming in, and this will give them some good hands-on training, too, I might add. Now, a Virginia-based sailor who did plead guilty, will be sentenced at the end of the summer for her role in transferring 5 semi-automatic handguns to family and friends in New Jersey, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's not the first time we heard about that going on. In addition, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Energy, Installations, and Environment, Phyllis Baer, has tendered her resignation after a little more than a year at her post and will retire from the government and pursue other opportunities, the Pentagon has announced. An American military official says the U.S., Austria, India, and Japan continue to have regular diplomatic meetings to coordinate their respective visions and efforts in the Indo-Pacific region. Lots going on there, of course. The federal government has agreed to spend about $65 million to clean up land in Virginia's Hampton Beach Roads region that was polluted by a wood treatment facility and then later used as a military dump site. And a former procurement official for a Southern California naval base has pleaded guilty to accepting more than $1.2 million in kickbacks. Wow. The XQ-58A Valkyrie demonstrator, a long-range high subsonic unmanned aircraft air vehicle, completed its inaugural flight at the Yuma Proving Grounds in Arizona. And they're getting ready to put that into service. And a key piece of the F-35 fighter jet's logistics backbone has proven so clunky and burdensome to work with that the U.S. Air Force instructor pilots, as well as students learning to fly the aircraft, have stopped using the system. This being reported to Defense News. Don't know what that system is. They're not telling us. After nearly 8 years of military service, the oldest military working dog at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson will, for the first time, become somebody's pet. It's retiring after 8 years on the job. Also, a Marine lieutenant, First Lieutenant Matthew Kraft, has been reported missing to law enforcement after he failed to return from a hiking and skiing trip along a challenging trail known as the Sierra High Route in California. There currently is a search out for him. And authorities say over the weekend, at least four dozen fishermen were trapped on an ice floe that broke off in Lake Erie and just started floating away from land. Boy, that's a heck of a feeling. And they had to be rescued by the Coast Guard and local emergency personnel in northern Ohio. And when Hurricane Harvey slammed into the southeast Texas coast as a Category 4 intensity storm back in late August 2017, it caused devastating flooding and damage, mainly in the Houston metropolitan area. And many struggled away to find their way out of town. Now, a Coast Guard pilot braved the hurricane and made history in the process by getting as many people picked up and taken to safety as was possibly able to do in the high winds and the storm that raged Hurricane Harvey back in 2017. Stories on Defense News if you want to read it. By the way, they just don't think we're real veterans, said retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Robin Alex, of the demeaning attitude behind the harassment that many female veterans get, as they sometimes experience that at Department of VA hospitals and healthcare facilities, and that's just plain wrong. Anybody who's doing that ought to know better, but I guess they don't. By the way, the president is seeking billions more for his border wall and the Space Force, the new branch of the military. It's in the new budget, the money that he wants for them. And we'll see how all that plays out. Now, don't forget that an inspection at the Leavenworth VA Medical Center found that a patient with a possible malignancy result was notified by the physician 288 days. Wow, 288 days after the test was completed. Holy smokes. And 10 months after the initial CT scan, the patient was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer with the possibility of the metastatic disease. The patient later died in 2017, and that's a shame. Had they been notified sooner what was going on, maybe the patient would have been alive today. Just saying maybe, don't know for sure, but wow, unbelievable. And of course that was at Leavenworth VA Medical Center. I believe that's in Kansas. Now, if you received a Purple Heart starting the 1st of April, you will start getting priority when it comes to your paperwork and anything else that needs to be done at the VA, which is the way it should have been done to begin with many years ago. And we'll just see how all that works out and plays out here in the days and weeks to come. But it's a no-brainer to me from where I'm sitting. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. More Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be on. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
asking everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna, because Donna's listening to us along with Don, her hubby, up there on 1330 WLBB. Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody there in Fort Benning. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. You know, check them out online for your local Geico agent, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. They do more than just cars. They can take care of just about everything you own, including your boat, your ATV, your RV, and they can also insure your homeowners and renters insurance. They can provide that for you. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. All right, joining us right now, we have got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Now, I don't know what we can do for a slowing economy, but everywhere I'm looking, all the stories I'm looking at on the financial section here are telling me that things are slowing down. But let me just throw something at you here. The Trump tax cuts have done great things for our economy, but the economy seems to be slowing down somewhat. Is that true?
Yeah, well, we're doing much better than the rest of the world. One of the reasons why, has to do with what's, taking place in Europe and also in China. Those economies are really slowing down. I mean, some estimates that, we all know that China makes up their numbers when it comes to their economic growth. But they've got a lot of issues over there that they're going to have to work through. And most certainly the tariffs have not helped us all. At all, but it also, it affects us as well. Europe's overall economic growth was 1.1% for the entire European Union. I want to remind everybody that is a larger area and more people than we have here in the United States altogether. One of the ways we're going to be dealing with a slowing economy is the ability to continue to get rid of burdensome regulations. That's going to help here in this country, but that's how you're going to go about dealing with it. Continue to try to stimulate and get the American people out and about and looking for growth and making it easier for businesses to go out there and hire and expand. But the rest of the globe, it's going to obviously be helpful with the size of the economy we have and the amount of stuff that we sell, that they start picking up as well.
Well, the new GDP report shows that the growth rate last quarter dropped from an average above average 3.4 to a below average 2.6%. And overall, 2018 was a good year for the economy, but at the end of the year lost some of its steam. And I think we can get it back. Now, I've got a couple of ideas here. I'm just going to throw one out of there. First of all, why do we need to be in a trade war?
How
about we just get out of the trade war?
I don't think it's so easy to take ourselves out of it. I don't necessarily think it's a trade war. I do think that it's important for us to deal with, first and foremost, is dealing with intellectual property rights and protecting the rights of the things that we develop and invent. I'm not so concerned with trade deficits. I'm not so concerned in regards to the fact that China gets involved in its private sector. We get involved in our private sector too, but that hinders, in my opinion, China's problem. I talked about this on my program, Matt. I don't know if you're aware of this, but right now in China, in its major cities, now they look beautiful on the outside. You take a look at brand new airports, mm-hmm. and buildings, and all this stuff. Do you know that in the Chinese cities there is a 22% vacancy rate?
Mm-hmm.
Naked. That's their housing stock in their major urban areas. Could you imagine New York City having 22% of its apartments and houses empty? I mean, you can't even think about it. I mean, they've got major issues there because the government steps in and says, hey, we need to do this or we need to do that. And that goes along with the problem with, governments and human beings shouldn't tinker with the free market. They screw it up every time.
Yeah, New York City has taken old factories and old warehouses and refurbishing them as best they can to make them into apartments and whatnot and condos. And, oh, by the way, did you see what the Chrysler building sold for?
Yeah, that was another dumb investment by the left. I mean, I saw how cheap it was, and I was like, man, I could have gotten a whole bunch of people together. We could have bought the thing. That's my favorite building in New York City.
Way below what they paid for it. Way below. Unbelievable, stupid decision. But then the second thing I'm thinking about is stabilizing the dollar. Do you remember back in the days when we'd stabilize the dollar in terms of gold?
Baby.
I'm just saying it worked then. Why wouldn't it work now?
The dollar's stable. The dollar's strong compared against other currencies. The dollar's doing just fine. I'm not worried about trying to stabilize the dollar right now. I mean, that's part of the issues that we have right now is the fact that we're doing so well in the dollar strength. Obviously, does a little bit to hurt our exports because it makes our stuff a little bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk for a second about the Atlanta Fed. They've slashed the GDP growth for this next quarter coming up, the first quarter. I don't know what it's going to be, but certainly it's not going to be what they thought it was going to be. And the president's budget that he just put out is contingent to a 3.1% growth.
Yeah, I know. There's a big disconnect between what the president is predicting, the type of growth he's predicting, compared to what some of the other people are predicting. But I don't know. Again, it's kind of up in the air to me. I think that if we can get any sort of trade deal done and put forward, I think that that would be a huge boost to GDP. But again, you don't want to just do a deal just so you can make your GDP numbers right now. You don't. We've got to get something that's going to work for the long run. We want China to do well. I don't like this talk out there where people are always saying, China's not our friend. Okay, they may not be our friend, but they are our acquaintance. Mm-hmm. And I describe this in terms of almost like, you know, sports. You know, in football, you've got the New England Patriots, which consistently win all the time. Mm-hmm. But the New England Patriots are not going to be successful in a box. They have to have opponents, people that they play against all the time. And, you know, we need to have various different trading partners around the world, and we want everyone to be successful. It makes for much better business for everyone. The business of football is much better when there are good teams that can play against one another. We want the same thing. This constant idea that we're going, you know, head-to-head with China, maybe in some ways, and yeah, they cheat and they do industrial espionage, and yeah, Patriots got caught cheating too.
Yeah.
But we want to clean up the relationship. We want to make it better, and that's going to obviously help us with growth moving forward.
Now, as inflation forecasts are starting to fall, how about the idea of a rate hike holiday?
Well, they haven't been raising rates, that's for sure. I think after the end of last year, the Fed changed directions very quickly. And again, Trump was right on this when it came to as far as inflation was concerned and what the Fed was doing. I mean, the rates don't bother me. I think it's a lot of noise. I mean, even if the Federal Reserve was still raising rates, they're still low by a historical standpoint. They really, really are. So, you know, it's not like that they were going to go that high in the first place. I think that's more often not much ado about nothing.
Do tariffs actually help the trade deficit?
No, it depends. I mean, the tariffs that have been put on at the companies over in China, they haven't been able to raise their prices. They haven't been inflationary. We have such a huge trade deficit right now is because we can buy stuff. We can afford it. That's the reality. That's why I said trade deficits don't bother me to that great of a degree. Yet, do we want to be involved in about equal access to markets around the globe? Yes, we do. I think that that's important. That's just based upon fairness. But we have trade deficits simply because we're stronger.
By the way, have you heard about the United Auto Workers and their chief and what he's doing right now? He's raising strike pay, and he's warned the automakers against, don't forget about us. You're bringing these plants back, and we need a little bit more money on the table and all that sort of stuff. They're always asking for more. But how about if we just get the plants back here and put these people back to work in the auto plants?
Well, listen, an auto company will open up an auto plant if it's worthwhile for them to open up a plant. We want to go back to the days, 10 years ago where, auto companies couldn't shut down plants. And guess what? They ended up needing to be bailed out, which mm-hmm. was wrong by the taxpayer. It's insane to some degree. Many of these unions out there, Matt, I mean, mm-hmm. they fleece these companies dry. And then, you know what? Then guess what? We don't have any more companies.
All righty. Well, we'll hear you on the radio today. You come on locally at 9 a.m. So you're around the country 9 to 12. And we'll talk to you then.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. And you can catch him across the country 9 to 12 o'clock. Go to watchdogonwallstreet.com to find out more about his program. All right. And I'll be right back. Coming up, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.